Union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli, retired minister, not retired, just he's changed his occupation, and right now he's spending a full time trying to educate the American people about the very difficult times that lie ahead, and of course how so much of what's taking place fits into the prophetic calendar. Now, for the average individual who doesn't understand that God does have a plan, that there certainly God does interfere in the affairs of men, why so much of what's going on today just doesn't make sense. So what's happening with our certainly with our society, the economic contraction, the fact that we've fought for 9 years in Afghanistan and we're losing the war. How could that be? The mightiest nation in the world fighting a 9-year war in Afghanistan and losing the war.
Hello, Pat.
Well, anyway, let's get to Lynn and get his views of what's going on. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I honestly feel that things are converging, events, both natural and artificial man-made events, and, of course, paranormal events. When we take all these different factors, I believe we're headed towards sort of a perfect storm. Let me just run you down some stories that happened that I posted here, which will be on my blog this morning at lamarzulli.wordpress.com. We know that a huge ice sheet has just broken off the Greenland Glacier. This thing is absolutely humongous. Why now? There's a heat wave and drought that's slamming both Europe and certainly Russia. Scorching temperatures and dry skies threatening Russia's wheat harvest. I've been told, according to my research, that Russia is now holding back on exporting its wheat. Wheat export might be non-existent. There's also talk that this heat wave, which has somewhat abated this week, today's Monday, obviously, so it's according to recent stories, which I looked at this morning, fires have died down. Last week, there were 600 fires throughout Russia. They're calling it the worst heat in 1,000 years. The death rate in Moscow has doubled. People fleeing from that city because the air is so bad, the visibility is down to 300 yards. 1,100 people in China missing after the flooding continues there. 6 million fish dead in a Bolivian ecological disaster. We're talking turtles, alligators, dolphins, and other river wildlife. And I've seen pictures of this. It's absolutely unprecedented. The Bolivian press is saying nothing like this has ever been seen in this magnitude in Bolivia. I mean, the entire river, it's just like carcasses of dead marine life. It's just bizarre, absolutely bizarre. Peru, suffering a deadly outbreak of bubonic and pneumonic plague. Pakistan now, they're talking 20 million people affected by the floods that have happened there. As the flooding, some people are calling it actually worse than the 2004 tsunami or and the Haitian earthquake combined. And of course, you know, we, here in this country, we get a little blip on the news. You got to go sort of dig for some of these stories, but it's just unbelievable what is going on in Pakistan. Iceland is preparing and bracing themselves for the eruption of the Katla volcano, which is the evil twin of the Eyjafjallajökull volcano. And then, of course, we've got earthquakes, and I'm not going to read them all. I'm just going to give you really quickly just an overview. And the reason I'm doing this, Dr. Stan, is because I believe we are looking at a perfect storm. I'm just, all we've talked about so far is natural disasters. When we talk about, we'll move into the man-made stuff, and then, of course, wars and rumors of wars, and then the paranormal. When we get a whole picture of what is going on, I believe we are moving towards a perfect storm. Here's some of the earthquakes. 7.2, August 13. 7.1, Ecuador, August 12. 7.3, Vanuatu, August 10th. 4.8, Wyoming. That's not too bad. 7.0, New Britain region, Papua New Guinea. 6.5, Morro Gulf, Philippines. 7.6, Morro Gulf. 7.3, New Britain. I mean, I could go on here. The point I'm trying to make is that every, almost on a weekly basis, here's one, January 3rd, 7.1, Solomon Islands. Haitian region, January 12th, 7.0. Ryukyu Island, Japan, 7.1. 8.8 offshore Mali, Mali, Chile, February 27th. I think we can agree that the disasters, the tsunamis, the floods that we're seeing, the droughts all through Europe, or I'm sorry, Russia, the flooding in Europe, the flooding in Pakistan, we are in tenuous times. Then we move on to man-made disasters, and we look at the Gulf oil spill. There is talk specifically from an Italian scientist called Dr. Zingari, and he had a model, and of course this was it was up on the web, and then immediately the whole story got quashed. It's unbelievable the way the story came up on the net, and there was talk between Zingari and a journalist researcher in the United States, and then the thing just went dark like that. I can't vet the story, but I was able to talk to the journalist who talked to Zingari, and he assures me that this is true. Now we got to wait and see. You know, words are cheap, talk is cheap. The bottom line is this: according to Zingari's theory, he believes that the Gulf oil spill has called the Gulf Stream to stall. This has happened before. It's not the first time in history. When the Gulf Stream, which goes from the Gulf of Mexico, that warm water, comes up on the north, on the eastern seaboard of the United States, crosses over by Greenland, and then comes down through Europe, and then works its way down and comes back to the Gulf. It's a loop. When that thing stalls, you can be looking at a mini ice age. It's happened before. And that's what they're looking at. That's what some of these pundits are saying, that, in fact, what we're seeing now is a possible stall of the Gulf loop of the Gulf loop current. If that happens again, we could be looking at a mini ice age. This stuff is alarming. Then we look at just in this country, Freddie Mac says it needs another $1.8 billion to prop itself up. So another man-made disaster. We move into wars and rumors of wars. The Middle East to me is incredibly alarming, and you and I have talked about this both on and off the air. On some levels, it's all global new age or new one world order conspiracy stuff. On the other, we look at ancient biblical prophecy, and we see the nations talked about in the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy. And what I see from my perch, Dr. Stan, is that this prophecy is about to be fulfilled. I could be wrong, but the indicators, the fact that Russia is now involved with its S-300 missiles in Abkhazia next to Iran,
hold
in Turkey.
We'll
which...
be back here in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli.
I'll hold it there.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan and Lynn is talking about what's going on in the Middle East. And, Chris, most Americans really don't believe we're going to war with Iran. I mean, that's some of the theoretical consideration. Yeah, they are supposedly working on a nuclear bomb. And, yes, they have a crazy Ahmadinejad has threatened Israel and even threatened the United States if we attack him. But, I mean, it's all rhetoric, or is it? Is Ahmadinejad a real character? Is he a feigned character? Is he a created individual? Anyway, go ahead. Pick up the story there, Lynn.
Oh, what's interesting is what we've seen, again, going back to the Ezekiel 38 prophecy, we know that Magog, which I believe is Russia, and what we're seeing is all of a sudden, you know, Russia's got its fingerprints all over the Middle East. And granted, there's a lot of push and pull and the, you know, the globalist and the one world, new world order. And I agree, there's a lot of conspiracy and a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we don't see. And people and leaders are propped up and they're puppets. I agree with all that. What's interesting, though, is all of a sudden Turkey makes a huge shift. And in Turkey are the three nations that were once listed, or that are listed in the Ezekiel 38 prophecy: Meshech, Tubal, and Togarma. Those three nations now, because Turkey is moving away from looking at the West and its loose alliance with Israel, now looks towards Iran. It's alarming. So when I see, Dr. Stan, is the stage is really literally being set for the fulfillment of the Ezekiel 38 prophecy. The key player here to watch is Russia. And, of course, this is... Everyone keeps talking about Israel's preemptive of attack on Iran, and there's going to be an attack and all this. Well, the Iranians certainly know Israel's penchant for preemptive attacks. I mean, they know that. It's happened before. They watched the Israelis attack the reactors in Iraq. So certainly it's nothing new for them. What's interesting is that Russia moving its S-300 missile system into Abkhazia, which is in the province, the breakaway of a nation of Georgia, which is south. Western part of Russia, northeast of Turkey. So it sets up a buffer there for the Israelis to fly around. What's interesting is the fact that the Ruskis are involved in this. So the player, I believe, to watch, the hook in the jaw that we're told in Ezekiel, I mean, that's just an unbelievable bit of prophecy there. The hook in the jaw, which is pulling the Russians into the fray. If we are looking at Ezekiel 38, and in my opinion, the stage is set for that particular conflict. Are we there yet? No, we're not. But the stage is certainly set for it. We'll have to wait and see what happens. At some point, it will become self-evident. Meanwhile, North Korea this morning is threatening once again that if there are drills or maneuvers done in its waters, it will respond with some sort of a nuclear, which is just beyond the pale when you think about it. Then we've got reports from the FBI talking about Al-Qaeda and dirty bombs coming across the southern border. As Ahmadinejad said about a month and a half ago, if we are attacked, if the nation of Iran is attacked, we will detonate weapons of mass destruction in American cities, okay? Fidel Castro recently came out of the closet, so to speak, and back in the news talking about a nuclear war and saying that the world is marching towards this some sort of a nuclear standoff. And, of course, he's talking about the Middle East. Then we lump in or we start to look at some of the paranormal or supernatural events that are happening. We're hearing more and more of these UFO reports. There was one in Minneapolis, strange lights in the sky. People are encountering what I would call modern Nephilim. In other words, they're looking at people that appear human, but there's something extremely odd with them. And I've gotten three or four of these in the last 6 months across my desk from my witnesses, firsthand accounts of people interacting with other human-looking people, but they knew instinctively something was wrong. And these people that they interacted with, when I asked the witnesses, you know, what do you think you were dealing with? Without any prompting on my part, everyone, three of the four people said these, in their opinion, that whoever these people were, they did not believe they were totally human. There was something odd about them. So, you know, you start lumping all this together, Dr. Stan. You know, what are we told in the prophecy of Matthew 24? We're told that there'll be earthquakes in diverse places, famines and pestilence, wars and rumors of wars, and troublesome times. And I just outlined in the first segment of the show, and I did it briefly. We could take each one and start and talk about the cost of aid and money and human lives. And this is happening globally. This stuff is not going away. And then we start tagging on the supernatural to it, and I believe we are moving towards some sort of an event. I don't know when that event's going to happen, but I believe we are looking at the creation of a perfect storm. It's something wicked, something ominous is looming in front of us. The signs are here, and the church certainly needs to wake up and understand that this prophecy was written for our benefit 2,000 years ago when Jesus tells us, when you see these things, what things? The wars and rumors of wars, the earthquakes in diverse places, the famines, the pestilence. When you see these things begin to happen, look up, because your redemption is coming. In other words, the second coming is about to happen at some point. And we've heard all this before. I mean, people have been saying this for thousands of years. But in my opinion, Dr. Stan, everything hinges on the prophecy of Ezekiel 37. In other words, Israel being regathered from the four corners of the earth and reestablished in their ancient homeland, which is what prophecy tells us, which happened in 1948. Well, right after Ezekiel 37, and of course, in the Hebrew Bible, there are no chapter delineations. There's just, the verses run right into each other. There's no chapter 37 and chapter 38. So many scholars believe that the next prophetic event will be the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38, and as I said previously, the stage is certainly set for that. The players are now there, and especially with Turkey, those three nations which are mentioned in the prophecy and now comprise the modern nation of Turkey, are now sort of not totally in alignment, but they are no longer looking towards the West, they're looking towards Iran. So I believe that the perfect storm literally is brewing. It's right in front of us.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I think that people really need to understand that what's happening with Turkey did not happen by accident. It has been coordinated by a multi-billionaire named Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, and he happens to live in Pennsylvania with the full help and support and financing of the American CIA, and Gulen has taken Turkey from being an ally of Israel and being pro-Western to now alignment with Iran, and you say that doesn't make sense. But then so much of what goes on doesn't make sense. That's covered up on the Internet. You can go to the Internet, look up Paul Williams Gulen, G-U-L-E-N, and he'll tell you the amazing story. In fact, we're going to have him on certainly very, very soon. Again, he'll be our speaker at our conference we're having on the 17th of October. That'll be Paul Williams, not Mr. Gulen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, see, we know that there are at least three carrier groups there in the Arabian Ocean, in the Persian Gulf, over by the Red Sea, waiting for the coming attack. Now, if the attack's not going to come on Iran, they'll pull the naval task force out of there. But they are there, just waiting. And I'm sure you saw that article the other day about the head of the Iranian National Guard talking about the massive graves that they're digging there in Iran for the American troops. I don't think that's American troops. I think those are for Iranian civilians they know are going to be killed when this war comes, and the American people are totally oblivious. But men and women do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and this war will be fought with our tax money by our men because the American people have allowed it to happen.
And you know, Dr. Stan, added to that, and people really need to understand this, that the Straits of Hormuz carries about 40 to 60% of the world's oil. This, if there's a war in the Middle East, it will affect China and Japan like crazy. And so we're looking at oil prices going literally through the roof. I think oil's now at around $78 a barrel, roughly in there someplace. We're looking at oil well over $200 a barrel. Oil at the pump, gasoline prices at the pump may go up to $10. And if there's some sort of an event, if one conflict triggers another conflict. I mean, here's just a few scenarios. If the Eyjafjallajökull volcano closed down the airspace in northern Europe for about a week, if Katla blows, the airspace could be closed down for months. Volcanologists predict that if Katla blows, it could send an ash cloud at least 10 times more severe than its neighbor Eyjafjallajökull into the atmosphere. This could close all the airspace in and around the Middle East. What better time to launch a ground war against Israel than if something like that happened? According to some of the intel that I have, the shores of Iran is bristling with missiles pointed towards the Straits of Hormuz. Now we've got, like you talked about, we have carriers there. I mean, everyone is jockeying for position. There's going to be a conflict in the Middle East, unfortunately, and it's just alarming. This, as even Fidel Castro is talking about World War III, and some of this is, you know, what we talked about earlier, the idea of the predictions from the Bible, Ezekiel 38:39, talking about this Middle Eastern war, when in the last days. I mean, it's very, very specific to the time period. It says in the last days this will happen. So at some point, Dr. Stam, all of this that we're talking about this morning will become self-evident. As we see it begin to unfold, as we see it begin to manifest, we will know what we're looking at. Is this just another skirmish? Will cool heads prevail and everything sort of back down? Or will it just continue the way it's going? And this is what's weird. When we look at the natural disasters that we're seeing, you know, the droughts in Russia, the floods in Pakistan, the Eyjafjallajökull volcano going, the Gulf oil spill, the earthquakes, which are happening on a weekly basis of 7 points or greater, the 6 million marine life, fish, and just dying in the Bolivian River, tens of thousands of fish washing up on the New Jersey shore, stingrays beaching themselves on Florida coast, sharks beaching themselves. I mean, we keep hearing all this, and it's like if it's one isolated incident and we remove all these other factors, then you say, okay, you know, we can get over this. We can move on. But what we see is like event after event after event, and at some point we reach a tipping point, in my opinion. At some point, it's just the world's resources and help and aid won't be able to offset the pace of disasters. And frankly, I think we're very close to that now, where these disasters, natural disasters that are happening, are outpacing our ability as a global community, dare I use that phrase, it sounds like a new world order, and I don't mean it that way, but it has outpaced our ability to keep up with it. And then we combine the political and the machinations, the political intrigue in the Middle East, and we look at the prophetic, and we start figuring the supernatural into the thing. I believe, again, we're looking at a perfect storm. For instance, I had a guest on my show a couple of weeks back, Brent Mitchell. He's the UFO investigator for MUFON, Mutual UFO Network in Alaska. And Mitchell was telling me that the phenomenon in Alaska has gone from small craft, 50, 100 feet wide, which is small, now to over a mile wide. It's being seen by pilots. So we're getting, you know, all these reports globally. Crop circles continue. Abductions continue. The cattle mutilations continue. The sightings of large craft appear over restricted airspace in many of the countries. We also get the fact that Mexico, the UK, Germany, Belgium, all these countries have released so-called classified documents revealing the presence of some sort of extraterrestrial, or what they believe extraterrestrial objects. And so we heard, what, a week ago, it came out in the UK that Churchill and Eisenhower agreed not to divulge the so-called extraterrestrial presence for fear that it would cause, one, mass panic, two, it would collapse the religious system. Well, that's what we're looking at, you see, that when these things appear, when they finally manifest, I believe it will cause the great falling away that we're told in prophecy, specifically 2 Thessalonians, would happen in the last days. And this will also be the beginnings, the nascent beginnings of the new world, one world religious system. How do you get 1.8 billion Muslims and 2.2 billion Christians to shift their worldview? You have an event that appears extraterrestrial, supernatural, paranormal, and everyone just looks at this stuff and goes, oh my gosh, we're not alone. And I believe, just like Ricky Soar, I'm jumping around a little bit, but Ricky Soar was a witness that I interviewed for my alien interview book, and he saw that 1 mile wide craft.
Hold that thought, Lynn. We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli right here at the American Freedom Network.
Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds would like to say that many area parents feel frightened or somewhat intimidated to talk openly with their children about drug abuse. Parents, remember that open communication with your children along with love and understanding can in fact be the most effective weapon in the war against drugs in our community. You are the most important person in your child's life. Teach them to just say no to drugs. That important message probably brought to you by Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling. They're another local concerned and involved business working towards a better community for all. That's Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds on the air because they care. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest is this morning Lynn Marzulli, and certainly we cannot understand anything going on in the world today unless we understand there is an invisible aspect to what's going on. There is an invisible dimension. We live in a material dimension, but there is a mystical dimension. We live in a subjective, stable society, but there is an invisible society out there. We live in a tangible world, but there is an intangible world, and that is the spirit world, which if you're a Christian, you have to believe in the supernatural. But believe me, there is another dimension out there where evil lurks. Well, before we go on, Lynn, I'd like you to go ahead and get your website out, tell people how to listen to your programs, and how to get your books. We do carry your book on the alien interviews, which we think is excellent, but how can people get in touch with you and get the rest of your books? Lynn?
Yeah, I'm here, Dr. Stan. I have my mute button on there for a second. Sorry. The best place to get a hold of me is lamarzulli.wordpress.com. L-A-Marzulli, M-A-R-Z-U-L-L-I, lamarzulli@wordpress.com. lamarzulli@wordpress.com. I blog 6 days a week there. And this morning I'm going to take the material that we just covered and that whole, all of those links and those headlines and those stories will be posted on the blog this morning. I'll also be on Coast to Coast this evening with George Norrie for about 3 hours, and we're going to talk about all this, the same thing you and I are talking about, Dr. Stan. Perhaps, you know, we'll take apart some of the stories a little more in depth because we've got 3 hours instead of just an hour. But that's the best place to get a hold of me. The website is lamarzulli.net. You can link to the blog from there, and you can go from the blog to the website. So, and if you've got questions, please don't be afraid to email me, and my email address is posted up there for anyone who wishes to just query about some of the subjects that we've talked about. But right before the break, we were talking about Ricky Sorrell in Stephenville, Texas, and he's a witness that I interviewed for my book, The Alien Interviews, which you carry. Thank you, by the way. And Sorrell, this guy had no dog in the hunt. In other words, he's not like a MUFON investigator reading books about UFOs or extraterrestrials or trying to figure out what the phenomenon is. Just a guy out hunting deer. And he happens to look up. He's in the wrong place at the wrong time, as it were. And he looks up and sees this one-mile-wide craft. And he comes on the record in that book and talks about the feeling of being completely overwhelmed by the experience. And Dr. Stan, I use this because we're and keep talking about this subject. And I realize that for some people, you know, you get the eyeball rolling. Oh, come on, nonsense. But what we see is we see the people who are behind the shadow government release this information slowly. Specifically in this country, it's a slow release, but almost monthly now we get backstory like that backstory from the UK several weeks ago. There's no way to talk to Winston Churchill; he's dead. Same thing with Eisenhower; the guy's dead. Most of the witnesses in the story that were mentioned are dead. The story goes back 70 years to World War II. How the heck are you going to vet something like that? But what it does do is it points to the fact that some of what we've heard over decades of research may in fact be true, that there was a massive cover-up by the government, certainly the United States government, to keep this information from the public. And anyone who would come forward was immediately met with ridicule. This has been standard operating procedure for decades, and yet we get these little release things, like little time capsules from this. The UK releases that, you know, Winston Churchill and Eisenhower got together and they said, nope, we'll put the kibosh on this thing. We won't release these documents because it's going to cause mass panic and it will cause people to lose their religious faith. And, of course, this is what I believe. And, again, I'm not saying this is, denominations or jumping on the bandwagon on this, but this is my interpretation, Dr. Stan, of what that passage in 2 Thessalonians tells us, that before the Antichrist is revealed, there will be a great apostasy. The word in the Greek is apostasia, which means a falling away, a deliberate, willful falling away, which in my opinion begs the question, what event would cause something like that to happen? And I believe we're being set up for this revealing, where when we see these craft, when they finally reveal themselves, and it will come after a time of a cataclysm, if like these events in the Middle East or other events, something will trigger the revealing of ET. And then at that point, all bets are off, because what are we being told from all these different movies like Race to Witch Mountain and Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull or The Fourth Kind or the new movie that's coming out now, Skyline, that these extraterrestrials have been around for thousands and thousands of years, that they're far superior with technological advances than we are, but they, in fact, were our progenitors that created all life on Earth. They manipulated our DNA. They started the world's first civilizations. Now they're back at this turbulent time in history to usher us into a global age of peace. I mean, I think we're being set up for it, Dr. Stan. I really do. And at some point, it's going to be self-evident. You know, we argue amongst ourselves, and is it pre-tribulation rapture, mid-trib? You know, all this stuff, is it Ezekiel 38, is it Psalm 83, is it, are we in the last days, does that even apply, you know, is Jesus really coming back, all this stuff. At some point, it's going to be self-evident. Well, it's the same thing with the UFO phenomena. When, not if, when these things finally manifest, how are you, as a Christian, going to look at the phenomena? What are you going to say? Or are you just going to be totally blown away by what you see? Will you have anything to embrace or counteract that paradigm that's staring at you in the face, that flies against everything that we believe as Christians? How will the average Joe Christian on the street look at the phenomena of the so-called extraterrestrial presence and deal with it? And this is why I believe we're looking at a perfect storm. I really do. When this thing finally comes down, it'll happen so quickly that people won't know how to react. So what's great about your show is at least we're getting this information out a priori before it happens, so people can go, you know, I remember hearing about this 2 or 3 months ago. I thought this Marzulli guy was a little, you know, one sandwich short of a picnic, but now that this stuff is happening, I'm not so sure. At least there'll be some grounds to deal with what the phenomena is.
And I think you're absolutely right. And I think that Christians have to understand that certainly the UFOs are, in my estimation, demonic manifestations. Some of them may be government craft, but I think most of them are supernatural manifestations because, of course, when they fly, they don't abide by the rules of physics. In other words, they have to be from the other dimension. And certainly some of the stories you have in your book on alien interviews are just fascinating. In fact, I talked to this one podiatrist that you'd mentioned who had actually removed a number of these little chips from people, and they seemed to be made of a different sort of metal. That was fascinating interchange.
And what's fascinating about that, there are those who are trying to tell us that the phenomena is somehow all demonic illusion. In other words, that the phenomena really isn't happening, that there is no nuts and bolts craft, that it's all mind manipulation. And yet, here you've got a man, Dr. Roger Lehrer, who has gone in and removed 17 of these implants, and we realize he believes that it's nanotechnology and that these implants, the person's own circulatory system is what keeps these implants functioning. They have no idea where this stuff is from, who is doing it, but of course, I believe it's actually changing the person's DNA, who this implant is put into this person, and it's beginning to change their DNA, which is incredibly bizarre when you think about it.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli here at the American Freedom Network.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including the existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, I'll stand back here. If you have a question for our guest, Lynn Marzulli, our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And the important thing is that the Christians understand what is going on today. We really are facing supernatural forces at work. Their ultimate goal has always been to bring about a one-world government. Now, in large part, they're working today through men, whether some of these people know exactly what they're doing and what the source of their power is, because they've given themselves over to the dark side. In that sense, they've made a deal with the devil, and they're doing his job to bring about a new world order and to destroy Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. But nobody is going to tell the American people that. Unfortunately, the ministers really don't know, and I think a lot of them don't want to know. They're sort of in a comfort zone where all they have to do is talk about the scriptures without ever applying what we learn from the Bible to the events that are taking place today. Wouldn't you agree with that, Lynn?
Absolutely. In fact, I've looked at statistics where if we go and we take a look at the Roe v. Wade fiasco and the prayer out of the schools, you can see where teen pregnancy, drug abuse, the sexually transmitted diseases, everything just begins to go up from there, and it continues. And plus the gang violence and the violence in the home, and I mean it's just a mess. And you know, Dr. Stan, what most people don't understand, and I want to touch on this just briefly. I know time is running out here, but when people don't understand that. With 50 million abortions in this country alone, 1 billion abortions worldwide. This is nothing more than ritual, satanic, Luciferian sacrifice dressed up in modern clothes. It's the same thing. It happened in antiquity with the sacrifices to Moloch and Baal, and it's happening today. And 50 million children which have been aborted, human lives, that blood cries out. It says in the guidebook of the supernatural, i.e. the Bible, that the life is in the blood. We know from when Abel is killed by his brother Cain, his blood cries out to the Lord. And the life is in the blood. And by killing these 50 million babies in this country, we have opened up ourselves to the demonic. With 1 billion of these globally, it is literally a Luciferian satanic ritual sacrifice. And I realize some people might be rolling their eyeballs at this, but this is what's going on. And of course, unless you know what happened in antiquity, unless a person studies this and understands that in any type of satanic ritual, there must be some sort of a blood sacrifice, because that's the only way for power to be transmitted from one dimension to the next. This is exactly what we're seeing here, and this is what's allowing all these so-called paranormal UFO events happening in the planet, I believe, because of this, these 1 billion children aborted. So it is a holocaust of the unborn, and yet there's people that look at this, and it's a woman's right and everything else, but they don't figure in and have no idea of what is happening supernaturally. Remember, the things of the spirit can only be discerned by the man or woman who is spirit-filled. The natural man looks at this and can't, it's just business as usual, can't figure anything out. And yet to the spiritual, to the man or woman who was born again, they look at all these things, all these events through that spiritual discernment, that spiritual lens, that filter. And from my point of view, which is how I'm looking at everything we've discussed about in this hour, these are the most tenuous times I have ever seen. They are literally charged. It is pregnant with something about to happen. Will there be a war in the Middle East, which may trigger some sort of an extraterrestrial presence? In other words, they'll come riding in their craft saying, you guys got to stop killing each other now, and we created you, and we'll show you who God really is, and we're here to bring technology and solve the world's problems. Will this some sort of a war in the Middle East trigger this character known as Maitreya from Benjamin Krem, who's been around since 1982? Who's constantly talking about the world coming together and sharing resources. And I don't know how it's going to play out, Dr. Stan. I only know this. I believe that we are looking at the formation of the perfect storm, and it is here. It's not going away. It is here. We are in it. We are ramping up towards some sort of a climax, and, you know, we've only got a few minutes left. I know my warning to people is this. If you haven't started a garden, start a garden. Learn about, you know, creating a way to produce vegetables and fruit and crops. The other thing is, if you can't do that, and even if you can do that, we should have between 4 and 6 months worth of food stocked up in our homes. Absolutely, this is a must. When the floods hit Katrina, all these people were displaced. Wasn't enough food to go around, enough water, and it was just chaos ensued. And the same thing is happening in Pakistan and other places. Must have 4 to 6 months worth of food, and we should arm ourselves, not to start shooting people, but to protect our families, because there are crazy people, and when anarchy, you know, when the very thin veneer which holds our society and civilization together begins to corrode, the first thing that happens is anarchy, and people become lawless. And we saw that in Katrina and in other places. So it's not a question that, you know, you're going to go out and start a vigilante, but it's good to be able to protect our families. We are in tenuous times. If a dirty bomb goes off in this country, life as we know it will stop. If there is a war in the Middle East and oil spikes up to $10 at the pump, life as we know it in this country will change for all time. I mean, it's not going to go back to the way it was. So as a watchman, not a prophet, but as a watchman, and I look at this stuff on a daily basis, I believe that we are witnessing the formation of a perfect storm. And that's why I talked about the earth changes, the man-made disasters, the wars of rumors of wars, and the paranormal. When we look at all of those four aspects together, I think we can agree that something is coming and it is not good.
I agree with you totally, and I think that people have to be prepared physically, but they have to be prepared spiritually as well. And we have to understand that we are seeing this manifestation of the supernatural, part of an age-old plan for the times we live in today. But God is there, and the only thing I think that's going to really see people through this is a personal relationship with Him. Wouldn't you agree? Well, our guest has been Lynn Marzulli, and we hope that you've enjoyed this, and it's be provocative, and Lynn will be on the George Norrie Show tonight, so that'll be for 3 hours, and I'm just hoping and praying he can get the Christian message out. Millions of people tonight, what a wonderful opportunity. God bless you, Lynn. Thanks for everything you do.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Take care.
See you real soon. Bye-bye.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in all automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the program this morning. And if you've not, of course, made your preparations, you certainly can get your Berkey water filters from Don and from this radio station. If you need information on dehydrated long-term storage food, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need health products on hand, vitamins, minerals, things that you need. If you need prescription products, don't put it off. Get extra prescriptions from your doctor. Explain to him that you think, whether he agrees with you or not, that we're going to be moving into very difficult times. There may well be a war with Iran, and if there is, there will be a total disruption of our society. Why? Because there are terrorist training camps in America with large numbers of people who've been trained to commit acts of terrorism here in America, and this is going on with the full knowledge of our FBI and our CIA. Now, this has been going on for a long period of time. We have a video made in 1994, goes into the Islamic terrorist training camps here, totally suppressed until 2001. The video is called Jihad in America. You need to get it. The film footage is shot by the FBI. They knew about the terrorist training camps. They knew about the firing range. They knew about the automatic weapons. And they did nothing, and they're not doing anything today. But know the past to understand the present. That video, Jihad in America. I had a terrible time getting copies of it, but we do have them available. Give us a call. And then if you want more information on about the terrorist training camps available today, of course, go up on the Internet, look up Paul Williams, Dr. Paul Williams, and terrorist training camps in the United States. And, of course, Paul Williams is going to be a speaker at our October 17th conference. If you're not coming, well, you should. You need to have the information. And we always have a large contingent from Colorado. We do hope you can make it. Our telephone number to make a reservation, because you'll need reservations, and we do have hotel reservations, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Hope that you can make it. We have other great speakers coming in with messages that you're not going to get elsewhere. That's the all-day conference, Radio Liberty Conference, October 17th. And then, of course, we do hope you'll want to get our information that you can get to others about what they're doing to our children. They're intentionally destroying the lives of our children. One in 66 boys is autistic, a terrible tragedy, and they're doing it intentionally, and they know what they're doing. We have the Southwood Report. Pardon me, the Simpsonwood Report. The Simpsonwood Report. Top secret, classified secret by the CDC. Why would the CDC have anything secret? Because they don't want you to know. Now, you'll get all this information on a DVD. It's called Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda by Dr. Ayoub. Just call our 800 number and get that and get it to others, and at least they'll begin to understand the evil we're up against. The number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to have this information. You need to understand that they are spraying us with aluminum and with barium. We've got a great four-tape set on that. Ed Griffin's going to be putting out a great new DVD on that. We've interviewed the man who's putting it together. We're having him as a guest on all of our programs. The information is there. The documentation is there. They know what they're doing, and they're out to destroy this nation. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America, for our provision, and everything.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship.